Oh, you're awake. Good morning, sir. Did you sleep well? That's good. Breakfast should be ready in just a moment. Oh, this? Don't worry, sir. I'm just doing my job. It seems that your cot grew hard again in the middle of the night. I was just in the middle of servicing you. You would figure, after all the time I spent servicing you last night, you wouldn't have gotten hard so quickly. But I guess this just shows how serious your condition really is. Yes, sir. I know it's just a normal case of morning wood, but that's not the point. As you are already well aware, according to current healthcare regulations, sexual addicts such as yourself require court-appointed sexual wellness therapists to assist and help cure them of their sexual condition. And because your case of sexual addiction is so severe, I was forced to petition the courts to allow me to become your full-time live-in cock drainer. That means I'm required by law to provide you round-the-clock sexual service consisting of handjobs, blowjobs, and repeated fucking of my pussy wherever and whenever your penis gets hard, no matter the situation. So you see, sir, I have no choice but to service you, to suck and fuck your raging hard cock until you spill every last drop of cum for me. I know this has been a lot to get used to, and as your therapist, I am so proud of you for your patience and understanding during this difficult time. I'm sure it must feel awkward, having some strange woman living with you, cooking all your meals, cleaning up after you, and pestering you with constant handjobs, blowjobs, and bareback pussy fucking every time your cock gets even a little hard. But for the sake of your health, it needs to be done. I'm so glad you understand, sir. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must go back to servicing this exceptionally large cock of yours. But don't worry, I'll try to be quick. My goodness, your cock is huge. I can really feel it in the back of my throat. Oh, I'm sorry, is this taking too long? I'm sure you're probably hungry, but I would prefer it if you came for me before you have your breakfast. Is there anything I can do to make this experience more enjoyable? Dirty talk? Oh, yes, sir, of course. If it would help, I'll be happy to talk dirty to you.
Oh, yeah, fuck, sir. This cock is absolutely amazing. It's so big, so thick, and it feels so good as I ram it down my throat. I just love lapping up all your tasty pre-cum, sir. It's so sweet. I want to drink your delicious pre-cum every day. And just look at these balls. They're so big. They must be packed full of tasty spunk. And trust me, I am an expert when it comes to spunk. Jesus! I just drained you last night. How are your balls so full again so quickly? You really are a medical miracle. Oh. Fuck. I need to suck them. I need to suck your balls. So good. You have the most magnificent balls I've ever tasted, sir. You are amazing. Absolutely incredible. I've never serviced a cock this good before. All I want to do is get down on my hands and knees and worship this magnificent cock. You know, sucking a cock this big can really change a girl. It can turn her from a rational, intelligent young woman to a depraved slut. A cock-sucking bimbo. An absolute fucking whore. All I can think about is how far I can shove my head down on this beautiful, thick shaft of yours. I need more. Please fuck my face, sir. Pull my head all the way down on your cock. Force your dick down my throat. Don't stop until my lips are wrapped around the base of your cock, until my chin is resting comfortably on your balls. Oh, fuck, I want it. I want it so fucking bad. I just love being your cock-sucking whore. Oh! God. Oh, yeah, choke me. I love gagging on your cock. It feels so good to degrade myself for your pleasure, sir. It's my job, no, my duty, to humiliate and debase myself for you. And my only reward is load after load of your delicious jizz. Are you gonna come? Are you gonna come for me, sir? Do it! Come in my mouth, sir. I want to feel your hot, thick spunk pouring down the back of my throat. Pump my belly full of your delicious cum. Wow, that certainly was an impressive amount of cum, sir. I'm surprised I managed to swallow it all. No, I'm fine, dear. I just might skip breakfast today. Oh, speaking of breakfast, yours shall be ready by now. If you want, can we... What was that? What? I called you dear just now? Are you sure? Oh, I apologize, sir, for being so unprofessional. I promise it will not happen again.
What was that? You like me calling you dear. You think it's cute? Well, even so, I think it would be best if I keep calling you sir from now on. You see, dear is what I usually call my boyfriends and my lovers, not my patients. It's important that we keep things purely clinical between us, you see. After all, I am your therapist, not some sort of live-in girlfriend. Everything we do is strictly professional, simply for medical purposes only, no matter how enjoyable it may feel. Now, if you would be so kind as to follow me to the dining room, sir, I can begin serving breakfast. And if you should happen to get hard once again, I will be happy to suck your cock under the table while you eat. Oh, don't worry, sir. It's all part of my job. That's what a cock joiner is for, after all. Sir, it's time for your afternoon therapy session. Sir? Are you there? Sir? Oh, there you are. I was looking all over for you. Are you ready for your therapy session? Yes, I'm afraid it is necessary. Sir, it is imperative that we curb your overactive libido. Your constant need for sexual gratification is threatening to destroy your physical and mental health. The only way we can stem the tide and hopefully cure you of this addiction is to engage in as many depraved and perverse acts of sexual pleasure as possible. For your sake, I have to fuck you over and over until the very act of having sex no longer holds the same appeal as it once had, and you can finally get on with your life. In order for that to happen, things have to get, well, for lack of a better word, kinky. You will have to try a lot of different things. Role play, bondage, and various other fetishes in order to make them less intense and more mundane for you. That's why I'm dressed this way. According to your files, during your sexual wellness examination, you became incredibly aroused by the various nurses who were attending to you. In fact, it would seem that the very sight of a woman in a nurse's uniform would leave you in a constant state of arousal for several hours. You poor man. So, for today's afternoon therapy session, I thought it would be helpful if I gave you a tit job while dressed like a slutty nurse, complete with latex gloves, high heel stiletto pumps, and ruby red lipstick, with my breasts completely exposed and my pussy on display for you. Keep in mind, this is strictly for medical purposes, of course. Oh, it was no trouble at all. The main office has several sets of spare costumes for just such an occasion. I can also dress as a police officer, a schoolgirl, a bride on her wedding night, or even a... Right. Why don't we just start with the nurse's outfit and go from there? Now then, if you would please take a seat, we can begin. That's it, sir. Just sit back, relax, and let this trained medical professional do her job. Let me just unzip your pants and... Oh my goodness! Those files were not kidding. You really do have a nurse fetish. Did the sight of me in this outfit really make you so aroused? I know this costume is much tighter and skimpier than a normal nurse's uniform, but still, I'm impressed. I mean shocked. I am shocked that you would get so big and hard and thick just for me. Let's get started, shall we? Let me just pour some oil on my breasts for lubrication. There we go. And now I'll just wrap them around this very large throbbing cock of yours. How does that feel? Does that feel good? And how about seeing me on my knees in this nurse's outfit? Do you feel that it's arousing enough for you? Good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Would you like me to continue my dirty talk from before? I know how much you enjoy it when I talk dirty to you. It's no problem, sir. Remember, it's my duty to service your every sexual need. It's all for your health, after all.
Yeah, you like that, sir? You like the way my big jiggling tits slide up and down on this huge aching cock of yours? Holy fuck, you must be in so much pain having to carry around this long, thick fuck stick all the time. Not to mention those heavy, swollen balls. You need some relief from all the swelling, don't you? Luckily, you have your nurse here to make it all better. Yeah, I'm a slutty nurse, just for you, and I'll do anything I can to make you feel good. I can jerk you off with my hands, or suck you off with my mouth. I can fuck you bareback with my dripping wet pussy. I'll even let you fuck me up the ass if you want. But today you get to feel your nurse's nice warm titties wrapped around your cock. I know how much you love my tits, how much you love staring at them. I know how excited you get when my nipples poke through the thin fabric of my nurse's uniform. Do you see my nipples now? Can you see how big they are, how hard and erect they are? That's because of you. You and that huge fucking cock of yours. You've turned me on so much. Every time I look at you, my nipples get hard. All I can think about is how good it would feel to titty fuck this magnificent cock of yours. To oil up my boobs and use them as your personal cock sleeve. To let you fuck my tits until you spill rope after rope of thick, creamy cum all over my face and chest. Shit, are you gonna come? I can feel your cock throbbing. You're about to come, aren't you? Don't worry, dear. Just do it and come for me. I want you to cover me with your spunk. I want to wear your cum on my face for the rest of the night. Proof of just how much of a slutty nurse I really am. Am I a good slut, dear? Am I your good slut? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. And just keep coming on me. Just keep coming. I love your cum. I'm such a cum slut. Your little slutty cum slut nurse. That's it. You're all over my face. Very good. Woo! Well, I think that was a very productive therapy session. Wouldn't you agree? Is something wrong? You look a little... Wait, did I call you... No? It's nothing? Well, okay then. I suppose I'll go and get dinner started. What was that? Oh, clean my face off. No, I'm not going to do that. I was serious about wearing your cum all night. You see, this is also part of your therapy. We need to desensitize you to any and all types of sexual activity. That includes the sight of a slutty, cum-coated whore of a nurse. That's right.
for the rest of the night. I will remain absolutely covered in your jizz. Don't worry, I'll be sure to wash up before bed. After all, I have something special in store for us tonight. Come in. Good evening, sir. Did you enjoy your dinner? I'm sorry I had to excuse myself from the table, but as you can see, I had to get myself ready for tonight. Do you like what I'm wearing, sir? How do I look in this tight black corset and matching black panties? What about this garter belt and these silk stockings? Do you like my long, silky gloves, dark lipstick and eyeshadow? Tell me, how does it feel seeing your therapist tied to your bed, handcuffed to your headboard, face down, ass in the air, just waiting for you to come and claim her? Here I am, completely at your mercy, ready and willing to take any form of abuse you can think of. That's right, sir. Tonight, I want you to show me your dominant side, a side of you I rarely get to see, but I know deep down you desperately want to explore. Don't act so innocent. From the first time you laid eyes on me, I could sense the animal buried deep inside of you. You wanted to take me right then and there, didn't you? You didn't care about therapy or getting healthy. All you wanted to do was force me to the ground and fuck me over and over until I was nothing more than a brainless, quivering heap gasping for breath on the floor. You wanted to fuck me into submission, didn't you? Well, now you get your chance. Don't just stand there, ravish me. Come over here and tear off my panties. Shove your cock deep into my defenseless little cunt. That's it, very good. Tear them to pieces. Don't be afraid to get rough with me.
What's the matter?
Oh, so you noticed. Yes, I thought you might enjoy it. A little surprise just for you. It's a tattoo of your name on my ass, but it's not permanent. Not yet, anyway. Just temporary, but maybe one day it can be. Maybe if you can fuck me hard enough, if you dominate me like I know you want to, if you force me to kneel down, lick your boots, and completely submit to you, I'll go out and get a real tattoo, one that would forever mark me as yours. Would you like that? Would you like to see your rational and intelligent young therapist forever branded as your own personal whore? Your name forever tattooed on my skin, proof of your conquest over me? I would never be able to fuck another man for as long as I live. They would all see this mark and know I belong to you. Wouldn't you just love it? Wouldn't you love knowing that I belong to you and only you, sir? Wouldn't you love to own me, to conquer me, to control and use me however you see fit? Then what are you waiting for? Fuck me, sir. Come over here and take what belongs to you. Oh, fuck, that's it. Fuck me. Fuck this tight, wet cunt. Fuck. That feels so good. I just love the way you fuck me, sir. So big. No, don't slow down. Just keep going. I don't care if it hurts. I want you to fuck me as hard as you can. That's it. Break me. Brutalize my helpless pussy. Yeah. Don't hold back. Spank me. Spank.
my tight round ass. Harder. Oh, harder. Spank me right on my tattoo. Do it. Again. Again. Don't stop. Just keep going. Keep spanking me until my ass is beet red. Even harder. Oh, fuck. I am such a fucking slut. God, I love your big, fat dick. I love the way it fills me and the way it stretches me and the way it pulls deep inside of me. God, it hurts. But it hurts so good. Oh, fuck! I think you're pounding at my cervix. Oh! Oh, shit! I can actually feel your cock beating at the entrance of my womb. Oh, God, how is that even possible? How does a cock even get this big? Oh, you really are an animal, a goddamn beast, an absolute fucking monster. And you have me right where you fucking want me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I know, I shouldn't complain. I'm the one who asked for this. Oh, I wanted you to fuck me like an animal, and oh, now I'm paying the price. Take it. Take it and fucking take my defenseless cunt. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck it like you own it. Because you do, sir. You fucking own me. I'm your fucking whore. Yeah. I'll do it. I'll get the tattoo. I'll let you mark me, claim me as yours. It doesn't even have to be on my ass. I could get it on my arm or my tits. My neck. You want me to get it on my neck? Oh, God, I would never be able to hide it if I did that. The entire world would know that I was your property, that I was your personal little slut. Something like that would be completely unprofessional, even for a court-appointed cock drainer like me. I might even get fired from my job. Oh, if that happened, I would have no choice but to become your live-in slave permanently. I wouldn't even be able to pretend that I was fucking you as part of your therapy. You would know, for a fact, that I was only doing it because I wanted it, because I needed it, because I was nothing but a filthy little whore, and you would own me forever. Oh, yeah. That really got you going, huh? You want to turn me into your fucking whore, don't you? Don't you? You don't care if you destroy my life, if you ruin me. All you care about is your pleasure, your needs. You want to keep me as your personal little cum slut, don't you? You want to show me off to all your friends so that they can see what a fucking stud you are. I bet that you would like to drag me around by a collar and chain, wouldn't you? Oh, you could lead me around naked as your cum dripped down from my cunt so everyone could see what a fucking slut I am. Are you gonna come? Oh, God. Are you gonna come inside me? Do it. Come on me. Fucking spill your seed deep inside of my vulnerable little pussy. I'm powerless to stop you. Who am I kidding? I don't want to stop you. I want you to come on me. I fucking need it. Pump me full of your cum. Claim my cunt is yours. Please, sir. I beg you, take control over this worthless whore. Conquer me. Dominate me. Just fucking own me. Oh.
was, that was a very good therapy session. No, really, I think we made some real progress exploring the depths of your sexual depravity. Do you mind uncuffing me? The key is in the dresser. Thank you. You know, you have never fucked me as hard and as fast as you were when you were trying to claim your ownership over me. The power, the aggression, the sheer will to conquer the helpless woman before you. You clearly have a fetish for dominating your sexual partners. One that we will need to explore over and over again in order to help desensitize you to negative forms of sexual activity. Yes, sir. I believe, in order to help you, I will need you to claim my defenseless cunt many more times before your rehabilitation is complete. I hope that isn't a problem, sir. Oh, the tattoo? Well, if we really needed to take it that far in order to cure you, then yes, I would gladly get a tattoo that would show your dominance over me. Don't worry. There's no way the agency would really fire me for getting your name tattooed on my ass or even on my neck. After all, it is all for the health and well-being of my patient. Besides, not to brag, but I am one of the best cock drainers they have. They would be foolish to fire a trained professional such as myself. I promise you, I won't stop until I have cured you of your sexual addiction, no matter how long it takes. Eventually, through our therapy sessions, you will become bored with the constant thrill of sexual gratification, and you will be able to focus on finding a satisfying, intimate relationship with a lover that you can spend the rest of your life with. I just hope that whoever you end up with is deserving of an amazing man like you. I'm serious. You are incredibly kind and caring, and you're very sweet. Any woman would be lucky to have you. I just can't wait until you're fully rehabilitated, and you can begin a new life as a productive member of society. Still, I suppose I will feel sad once this rehabilitation has ended. Being here with you has been, why don't we get some rest? It's getting late, and we have another long day of cock draining ahead of us tomorrow. Come over here and lay next to me. That way, I will be there to service you if you get hard again during the night. Yes, I'm a very thorough cock drainer. I don't stop until my patient is completely drained of every last drop of cum. Yeah, that's it. Just cuddle up right next to me. That feels nice. Just close your eyes and relax. Good night, dear.